8:45. Live and local, I'm your host, Mike Hogan, live from the studios at 33rd and Burt Street. I've got Scott Kruzmark with me. He is the PR director for Code Camp, which is an annual event that introduces young ladies to computer coding. It's kind of a big deal. Which annual camp is this, Scott?
We started actually in 2016. We're offering a couple camps a year, and this has been such an exciting camp for us that actually this fall we're having two camps, and we just opened up our second iteration on October 13th.
Wow, so two camps a year now.
That's correct.
That's sensational. Scott, how did you get involved in Code Camp?
Well, this was a brainchild of our Omaha office. We're at ACI Worldwide, a global software payments provider, and we're trying to find ways to encourage young ladies to get involved in coding and developing software. And a team got together, started the idea a couple years ago. We started it with a four-day session where we came every other week or every Saturday for a few weeks. It got to be too much to manage from that perspective, so we changed to a four-hour session on a single Saturday so that the girls can come in, get an introduction to coding, learn about all the fun opportunities that are out there. And this year we've got a special guest speaker that's going to come in and talk about artificial intelligence as well. So new and exciting things for some of our campers who haven't been able to do that before.
AI really cutting edge as far as code goes. I think apart from HAL in 2001 Space Odyssey, the people don't realize how much AI is involved, but your Alexa, your Echo, all those things, that is an AI-based technology, and it's got to be coded somehow, doesn't it?
It sure does. And we're going to start them off with something a little more simple, just to get them introduced to the concepts. We're going to teach them about block coding. We'll let the girls build a game where they get to craft a bird and create different attributes for the bird, so they'll be able to set how fast the bird can flap its wings, how many points you get for achieving certain objectives as they go through the game itself. And so they'll be able to build a game that they can then take home, because we're developing it all in the cloud, and so they can take home, show it to their family and friends, and get other people excited about coding in Omaha.
Let's see. Can you, in layman's terms, can you explain block coding?
Yeah, it's the ability to drag and drop various code components onto a program. So, for example, they'll create a bird, and we'll give them that to start with, but then they can create and drag in special features, such as wings. They can give their bird wings, and when they give the bird wings, they have to say how big are the wings, or how fast can they flap. Or maybe the bird needs to make sounds as it goes through certain events. So they'll drag in a block, kind of like a building blocks that you use with your kids' games and constructing with Legos or something like that. You take various pieces of code, plug it all together to create something new and exciting.
Sure. So almost a small portion of it pre-made or standardized,
exactly.
If you will,
very
so that you don't have to type it from ground zero,
exactly.
Each and every time, like, you know, back in the day, I mean, you were typing HTML to get things onto the web, and you, boy, you miss the one hashtag, the one slash, the one period, and it just all goes to heck.
Exactly. Coding is no longer ones and zeros. We've wrapped it up, packaged it to make it a lot easier to use. And one of the things that's changed over time, too, that's exciting to see, especially for the young people getting involved, it's much more collaborative than it used to be. You're taking pieces that another teammate builds and gluing that in alongside of the code that you created. And by combining all the parts together, you get to create something new and exciting that maybe neither one of you had envisioned.
Why specifically girls?
You know, the female population is largely underrepresented in the coding space, and we want to do what we can to help balance our environment, and I appreciate the experiences of everybody that I interact with. We're a global community, and we've got people that I interact with from Timișoara and over in Romania, as well as friends in India that we work with, and friends in Sydney, Australia, every day on a daily basis. And we want to have a nice blend, and we want to give these girls an opportunity, because a lot of times I think it's one of those things that if it's not taught about or talked about, you just don't have an awareness as to the exciting opportunities that are out there. And we want to make sure that everybody in Omaha, especially our young ladies, have an opportunity to learn about the exciting opportunities.
And a lot of times to get anybody involved in anything, it's just about being inclusive. Come on in. The water's warm.
Exactly.
That's great. When does this happen?
The next class that we've got scheduled that actually has openings is on October 13th. Like I said, we filled up our first opportunity, and we'll be teaching them on our ACI Worldwide campus out on the west side of Omaha. And that's a new space for us. We've had classes down at the local college campuses as well, but we're going to try it out there so that they can come and see what it's really like to be in a business environment and yet still see that we've got a popcorn popper and that we do fun activities like playing volleyball. I just got done with those activities on Wednesday. So we want to give them a chance to really see that it is a fun space.
Outstanding. If you'd like some information on that, you can go to eventbrite.com, put in Coding for Girls, and you'll find that event, and that'll give you all the information that that you need, including the ability to sign up. Scott Krusmark, thank you very much. Appreciate you joining us today. It's 8:51 at Omaha Public Radio, KIOS-FM. Morning Edition continues right about now.